What's up, After Buzzers? It's episode 10, aka the season finale of Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party. And they're taking it back to the best party we ever wanted when we were kids. It's pizza party time. And guess who is back next to me? Let's talk about it all right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Are we all taking bites? Is that the thing? Should have said
something. It's my birthday. Because it's my birthday.
In 7 days, but
it's my birthday. Thank you. Thank you, sister.
What's up, everybody? We have to do it big. Pizza party. Because we want to be like Martha Snoop. You know.
Who's this? Who is this?
50. Martha said 50.
50.
50. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're in the building. Allie's back in the building. I'm your host, Robin with the V, McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Busy. You can find me in the club, turning up.
You can probably find me in a bar turning up somewhere.
With good excuse, because her birthday is right around the corner. So.
Y'all, and my friends decided to celebrate tonight. Y'all got to ignore me. I promise to God, I love you guys.
Look, well, Allie, tell them where they can find you so they can see you turning up on the snap and stuff.
At Allie the Pub, P-U-B. It should be quite interesting, should I say.
You'll find her in the pub.
You'll find me in a pub, a local pub, if you will.
Tamara's in the building.
Always here. Tamara on Twitter at Brown Tamara. Brown Tamara, I love it.
Wait, and then we finally got our voice of reason.
Voice of reason. The voice, give me way too much credit.
The voice behind...
Our special guest.
Yeah.
I ain't special, but I'm the internet's Mark Budonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Budonica. I've been running the ones and twos all season. Yeah. This has been
You guys have heard his voice.
Yeah, and this is how dumb I look. But yeah, I've been having so much fun working on the show with everybody.
You've had hella special effects, though. You've been keeping it pumped, like, all season long. Y'all, this is the guy behind all of it, so I gotta give you credit where credit
is due. When we did this Shirley Caesar look, I got green beans. That was the DP skills.
I missed that episode.
But that was so dope. Like, going back and forth to the beat and the camera.
Yeah, it was great. I'm just saying.
That's one of my favorite things to do. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Mark Budonica. Shout out to our engineer now, Neil, who's holding it down for us.
Hey, Neil.
Super excited to talk about pizza.
Oh, and also shout out to Ava, too.
And Ava.
So sad she's not here.
We didn't pick it up. We had it delivered by a delivery man.
Okay.
That was...
He didn't know how to open a door.
Drooling all over.
Oh, yeah.
Robin.
He was like, it's just women here? It's just women here? Oh, my gosh. I say,
no, it's just my pizza here. Get my pizza.
He's like, it's so beautiful.
I think he thought it was a brothel in here.
He was like, had I known.
So beautiful. You guys are so beautiful. And we're like,
all right, Lamar Odom.
You got your tip.
I gave him a good tip, too. Like, all right, get.
She did.
Bam!
Got him. But back to Ava. Shout out to Ava. We miss her. She went home for a week. And she's probably
she's so bad and bougie.
All that good food that she's always talking about. So she better
dance good. What, South Carolina? Is it South Carolina?
Yes, South.
It's South Carolina, South. All the good South, mm-hmm. Southern food.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Don't give me some next week.
I know she probably smelled them chitterlings.
Ooh.
While she was
home. Did you eat chitterlings?
No, girl. She don't either, but her mom cook them.
Mm.
So shout out to Ava. We love you. We miss you. And let's talk about tonight's episode, the finale.
Boy.
Which didn't seem like a finale.
I love me some 50 Cent. I wasn't expecting him to be so charming.
He is.
And cute.
That's what
and
gets
adorable.
All the women.
He's delightful. I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah,
but
Vivica
just,
loved him.
That's what got Vivica Fox. That's what got Chelsea Handler.
Mm-hmm.
He did have Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, that was real.
That was real.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
Ever since he started acting more, any appearance that he makes, he is one of the most charming people, just bar none, on television.
And those teeth. Are those veneers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, he has amazing teeth. But he's had amazing teeth since he was in the club, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pumping that iron in that music video, I was like, damn, that nigga's... Ooh, his teeth. His teeth was amazing.
Yeah, they're like perfectly white chiclets. Yes. Yeah, he was very charming. This, Bella Thorne. So I don't know much about her. I did my research. Snoop called her an actress, author, and producer.
I love it when 18-year-olds are authors.
Right. I didn't know she was 18.
I knew she was an actress, but I didn't know she... I'm gonna look that up. What the hell?
Yeah.
When you were 18, what was you writing a book about?
Oh, when I was 18, I was writing episodes. So I was writing like little drama filled. I called them episodes, and every week everyone would be ready to see the new installment of the drama that was going on with my characters.
Was it like Moesha kind of like inspired?
It was more like more drama.
Ryan's really animated. She's really animated.
Mine was Moesha.
It was more like some real drama. You were like, oh no, he didn't. What? Oh. It was like,
you should read those. You know what Mortified is?
No,
it's a show. It's They have them here in L.A., but they have them in most every major city across the country, I think. But it's like a show where people read from anything they wrote as kids. Most people read from, like, diaries, but some people will read, like, poetry or, like... But it's, like, funny because you're, like, you're laughing at, right. You know, what's, you know, dumb stuff you said when you were
back
15.
Then, yeah. Exactly. I might check that out, yeah. Actually.
And look up Mortify. Mortify yourself.
I'd be scared to talk about what I thought about exactly. 15.
Well, some things 18. You read and you're like, damn, I was on that then. Like, some of the things I was like, I was really mature and I wouldn't have, I didn't remember that. And I was like, I was talking mad shit about some people in my journal. And I was like, that's how I feel now about some people. So
same people?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So I
learned that lesson.
Check out your old journals and then look them up on Facebook and go, oh, I was right.
Yeah. That's usually how it is.
Facebook memories never let you slip. Seriously.
No. You have to start deleting stuff.
Yeah. Something popped up on my timeline and I was like, ooh, I was reckless on Facebook. I abused the privilege. I don't know what. A status update was way more than an update for me.
I just didn't want to see stuff with my ex. That was the annoying part.
Yeah.
But back from so we had these two guests. Drink of the night. What is it? Aperol Spritz?
Aperol Spritz. I've never heard of that.
I've never
heard of it. And I'm usually the one that knows the ingredients of all of those drinks and knows how to make them, but I've never heard of that.
See? We should have tried it.
What all was in it?
So, it's, what is Aperol? I don't know. You start with brown sugar, she had ice,
it must
Aperol.
Be a liqueur, because usually it's a liqueur.
It was brown.
When you mix it with champagne, it's usually a liqueur, like, just means it's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Champagne is already naturally with a little... With it.
Yeah, so she mixed that with the Aperol and the brown sugar and an orange wedge. And if you want it to, like, kind of die down a little bit, if you don't want it to be too strong, you can add sparkling water. But we all know, everybody on this panel, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't think that goes very good with pizza.
It's
no. That drink.
Traditionally, the drink is, I'm just doing a minor research. It's more of an aperitif. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be kind of sweet.
Like an afternoon pick-me-up.
So that is really bizarre. You would want something probably a little bit more robust for a
one
pizza.
Of those, like, after hour, top of the hour type situations.
So it's just something like sweet. Mm-hmm. So I could just finish every, like, a limoncello or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a dessert. I don't like that either. Kind of beverage.
Yeah. I don't like sweet drinks.
Because I don't like port. You know what is that?
Port.
I don't like that.
I like the fruity drinks.
I feel like that's what the
Aperol.
I feel like it's like a port.
Okay.
I bet. That's what my guess is.
Yeah, that's too sweet for me. Well, I mean, I have to try it anyway. So in true Martha and Snoop fashion, they're making pizza. Mm-hmm. But, of course, Martha's pizza is, a delicacy.
Nothing you can get at a Domino's.
I'm eating mine
nothing,
back door, like
nothing.
Snoop.
Oh, so you're like
you're
the back door.
You're eating it from
Snoop.
The back?
You're eating it from
the back. Uh-oh.
That's what Snoop said. He said he wants to eat his from the back. To which the 18-year-old replied, ooh, from
oh, she
the
was...
back? Yeah, you do.
I was okay. being...
Was that not too much
I
for you?
I was very uncomfortable.
I think because of her age, it bothered me. Like, mm-hmm. And then she couldn't even get an alcoholic beverage. Like, Martha made her
a
virgin.
Yeah.
So that shifted everything for me. Because normally every week there's always the sexual innuendos and we expect it. Mm-hmm. And some of it makes us cringe. Some of it doesn't, depending on who's saying
but
it.
When this girl walks out and the first thing that they say is she's 18 years old and then she comes out with the big sausage
like,
going,
hey,
check out my sausage. I'm like, I feel uncomfortable.
You've already rubbed me the wrong way.
And she keeps like rubbing up on Snoop and just like being all... You know, flirty with them and stuff.
And nothing's wrong. I mean, at 18, I was not a virgin. Yeah. So I'm not saying, you know, I'm sure she's sexually active or whatnot.
I mean, it's completely legal.
With a name like Bella Thorne, you're definitely
it.
Active. Your last name is Thorne.
Yeah.
Well, especially with somebody that's old enough to be her father.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's old enough to be her grandmother.
Exactly. Yes. That's what's
be
weird
respectful.
About it.
I know you're on TV. You don't have to get that turn.
I almost feel like the producers probably let all the guests know. Like, there's going to be a little, some sexual innuendos and commentary.
You have to be okay with that.
Yeah. So join in. Make it, you know, I feel like that's probably the conversation that took place before she went out.
I'd hope so, because I really don't want to judge her off of just this.
Well, I did some stalking, and she's a free spirit, honey. She's a free spirit. Like, the first thing that popped up on Google was she went nude on Instagram.
Oh, there we go. You one of those.
She's active. She's active. Jesus. But Martha did, I think it was, what, spinach and truffle something.
Yeah, it was like a white pizza, wasn't it? She didn't put any sauce on it.
Sauce.
That's my favorite.
You bougie too.
I like white sauce. I like white sauce too. I'm not going for
Emma. I like it, but I don't be like, can I have a white sauce pizza? Like, I'll just get like generics unless I'm like at Torino or something.
I'm a CPK girl.
El Torino.
El Torino. I think.
That's a movie.
I don't
never
know
mind.
What that is.
No, it's Terroir.
Tortillo. I don't know.
But it's similar to like Bottega Louie, which is downtown LA. Mm-hmm. Like, they have gourmet pizzas and stuff. So if I go somewhere like that, then
I'm a CPK girl.
I am not picky about pizza. When New Yorkers come to LA and they're just like, I can't get good pizza here. And they try these places where they like import the water from New York and stuff like that. And
what?
I'm just like, pizza, the water? Pizza is for pizza bagels too. And it's good.
What?
Yeah, for bagels.
That's real?
Too.
That is crazy, really?
They import water from New York for both pizza and bagels. Yeah. Just so that the dough can
so
be
the dough
right.
can be. That
okay,
is
so
crazy.
I need to go and check this out.
They really do, like, bring the water from there to here.
So that means that their pizza and bagels are more expensive because they have to import stuff.
Clearly, because we're definitely paying shipping and handling whenever you pay for breakfast.
Like, straight
that's what the taxes go to.
Come on now. Talk to me.
All tell me UK something. Is how much is a bagel? Handling in depends. Three easy installments.
Yeah. You have to. Were you interested in opening up a credit card at New York Bagels?
That's crazy. You didn't have to because of that.
Yeah. It's
but weird. You know what? That's actually, honestly, I like places like that that actually take pride in like what they serve. You get what I'm saying? Because that shows me that you're going the extra mile to make sure that I have a quality product. So I can't really hate on you. But it is extra. It's hell.
It is.
I'm not going to lie.
I want to try extra. It.
But for me, pizza is... It should be able to fill any culinary hole that you have.
Very much
like, so.
So
white pizza is good for like a sunny afternoon or like a deep dish is something you can have for... what? I think
a sunny afternoon.
It's just themed for each day of the week.
Yeah, you can like,
Friday is to eat whatever the heck you want to eat.
Or like a salad pizza. No? Okay.
Just a lot of greens and stuff on it. Yeah, I'm into it.
That's for like Wednesday.
I've had one of those and it was really, really good. But then when I wanted to eat it the next day, naturally I wanted to put it in the microwave. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they were looking at me like,
do you know how to reheat pizza?
Mm-mm.
On a pan. Covered pan.
I do, but covered here's pan? The deal. It's only a certain type of pizza I can... Do y'all eat Little Caesars pizza?
Yeah.
I have, yes.
Yeah. I can warm up Little Caesars pizza. I wouldn't warm up Domino's pizza. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't warm up Pizza Hut pizza. It doesn't taste the same. CPK pizza does not taste the same warmed up. Do not trick yourself, people.
What's y'all's...
Don't play yourself.
Do not play yourself. That's rule number one from DJ Khaled, Major Key Alert. Do not play yourself. And I'm trying to tell you, do not think that you can warm up a Domino's pizza or a Pizza Hut pizza or CPK. Definitely not CPK. It doesn't taste the same.
What's everybody's favorite chain pizza?
That's a good question.
No, before that, Mark, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
You said
on a pan.
In the microwave?
No, on the stovetop.
The pan with the hose.
On the stovetop?
On a stovetop. That way you get crunchy crust again?
Get out of here.
Wait, what? A pan?
You got to throw it in the oven.
No, bro, listen to this. This is why I had to go back, because I knew he was talking about something that I have never heard before.
Do you put oil in the pan?
No.
So it's just
crisp as
hell.
Just a skillet covered, and you eat it for a little bit.
He's fooling you guys. Don't listen to him.
Cover it. Put it on low.
This is not a Major Key Alert. This is not being brought to you.
No, y'all hating. He about to change your life. He about to change your life.
On top of the skillet, though.
Yeah.
And then to cover it, girl, with the top.
This panel is brought to you by Teflon.
For how long?
Try it until it's done.
How long do you usually keep it in there?
It depends on the thickness of the crust. So, like, I usually get thin, so it doesn't take very long. Like, 5 minutes, maybe, at the very least.
Really?
Yeah.
So, when you eat it, what, describe in three words what it tastes like. Three words.
Texture, taste.
Almost the same.
Gotta love it. Almost the same.
Okay, now back to what Tamara was saying.
Better than
favorite pizza chain.
you know what? I haven't said this until I got out here. I'm from Arkansas, and so I love Little Caesars Pizza. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, I love Caesars. I love Hot and Ready. It's just mm-hmm. been what I love the butter sauce. I love all that. Mm. But when I had CPK for the first time maybe a month ago.
For the first time? Month ago? Did you have the butter
and I've moved to L.A. from Arkansas since September. I had it for the first time a month ago during lunch, and I was just like, I'm going to just get a cheese pizza, you know, whatever.
Oh, and you got something basic?
Change my life.
Really?
Girl, I go almost damn near every day. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so
and I get the kids' meals, like a little personal pan pizza.
I don't think
it's
about
this. It's about this big, but it's cut in like six pieces. But it's so good, and it fills you up. It's enough. You get what I'm saying? I feel like if I got a really big pizza, I'd be like over indulging.
Well, I mean, you can get a normal size one and just share it.
I don't want to share.
Okay.
Personal pan.
Wait,
personal
pan. You need CPK. To try the butter cake. The butter cake dessert.
From CPK?
The butter cake. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. If you go that damn often, you need to try the
I'll
butter
try it
cake.
Tomorrow. I got to go for lunch.
With ice cream.
Butter cake with ice cream.
Yeah. It usually comes with ice cream, but just say I want the butter cake.
It's done. I'll post it to YouTube and let you
know.
It's
already done, done. It's already done.
Come on.
Okay, what are y'all's
One church.
Favorite? Hey.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut?
I like the Pizza Hut pan pizza where the crust is all oily and you bite into it and you get a mouth of oil.
Like how Rick Ross, how Rick Ross's beard was dripping that one time yeah. with the butter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, I see you.
Camera sound like a good drip drip.
See, now we're becoming them. Now we're.
That's why I need a good matte foundation.
There you go.
That's why I have the beard. Grease catcher.
Flavor saver.
Flavor saver.
not on that train. In a pinch, I would say Domino's ever since they changed the recipe up. Yeah. But CPK is...
They changed the recipe.
Yeah, really basic. Yeah. But they changed the
basic
sauce
bitch
and
pizza.
the dough up recently. I like how you're counting calories before and you're like, number
I know.
Two.
That's why I have to count calories because I have no control when there's food in front of me.
I'm sorry.
I have zero control.
I'm with you too. You just gotta go with the flow, huh? The Domino's. Domino's. I like it when it's usually a lot more juicier when sauce, like when it's hot, it's just I like juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Compared, Between between Martha and Snoop's, we didn't even talk about Snoop's pizza.
I know, we was all on the bougie pizza.
Yeah.
He did pepperoni, sausage, pineapples, and probably something else.
Some hashes.
What is your opinion on pineapple on pizza?
I do not like pineapple on pizza.
Me neither.
Nobody?
Majority loves it.
What is it called? Hawaiian pizza?
I don't do that. I do pepperoni and pineapple.
I think that's like a little kid situation.
Ooh, thank you. She can't appreciate that.
You know what I hate?
It's okay. I think that everybody should tap into their little inner person. I think it's great. But no,
I'm a small man and I'm tapping into my inner little person.
Your inner little person. Now, I see a lot of kids. It was probably like maybe about a week or two ago, I was in the airport and I saw a little kid eating a Hawaiian pizza. And it made me so happy because... they were really good eating this pizza and loved every bite of it. You could tell.
My ex used to love
Hawaiian
pizza.
I think it's so cute.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should actually just try it by itself with pepperoni because I've never been into... I don't know. Like, I don't even like to touch it. I don't even like
pineapple. Is a good fruit, and you really just don't want to... I feel like if I were to eat that and pepperoni or that and just a topping period, I would contaminate that taste. And I feel like I wouldn't fool with it no more. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So
pineapple is distinct in itself.
So let me ask you this, Mark. Did you ever try those donuts that were like maple and bacon?
Maple bacon?
Yeah, because see, I can't get jiggy
with
it.
They were too rich. I think the maple was too sweet to counter the saltiness of the bacon. But it's fine. Like, I don't see the super appeal of it.
You wouldn't say, oh, I need a maple bacon donut. You wouldn't be like that.
Where do you get those?
They have, like, these little gourmet extra'd out donut shops that they'll have, like,
and
you know, Oreo crumbs.
There's one opening up in City Walk.
I didn't order it. It was at work. I didn't order it. It happened to be there.
Excuses.
But they'll have, like, fruit
throwing around the word bougie.
They'll like, crumble fruit loops.
You know what? While we're talking about that, have you been to the pie hole yet?
No, but I heard of it.
Oh, it's around the corner for us. Basically, it's like little pizza pies. They're really good. And they have one pizza pie that's called Serial Killer.
Okay, interesting.
And basically, it's a cheesecake with Frosted Flakes and Fruity Pebbles.
Whoa.
Oh, serial killer, not serial.
What, are you expecting a finger? Like, what?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, like, cereal. Like,
it's great. It's phenomenal. I love it, and I eat it all the time. They only serve it on the weekends now because it's such a high demand, but what? Just FYI.
Okay.
If you're ever in LA, go to the Pothole.
So, to answer your question, Mark, no.
Okay.
I am not putting pineapple on my pizza.
That's fine.
I wouldn't either.
Tamara didn't even answer.
What?
No, she said no.
I don't like... You know what I hate on pizza? And it's getting more popular. I feel like every place has their... I hate chicken on pizza.
What?
This has been That's fun, usually on the
It's been great. Thank you, guys. Signing off. I'm out. It's Allie Washington at Allie the Pope Cross also.
That should not be a controversial opinion.
Wait, but you haven't tried the barbecue pizza?
I don't think so, chicken. But I don't. It's too. I like barbecue chicken. I like buffalo chicken. But when you put it on a pizza, it's just too much. Too much.
Pause.
Too
much. Have you guys had CC's Pizza? Do y'all have one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're few and far between.
Where is it? Where?
Exactly.
They're like far out. It's exactly. Like north, I think Northridge.
That's far. Not really, that is far, but that's not too bad. I used to, fun fact, that was my first shop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you not?
Hi, welcome to CC's Pizza. My name is Allie. I'm here to serve you. CC you later whenever somebody was asking.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So cute.
Now look at me. See you later. Just great. But seriously, macaroni and cheese pizza was my absolute favorite.
Hell no.
Girl, it was amazing. I swear to God. And I think that it was my favorite because I used to make the pizza.
Oh, because you made it with love.
Yeah, I made it with a lot of love. Macaroni is my favorite food. And so to know it was on pizza, that's just tremendous.
Girl, worlds collide.
It was so great.
They got this one called cereal pizza. And you know what's on it? It's called the cereal killer pizza.
Wait.
I think she's messing with you.
It's got Fruit Loops. It's got
her ass.
The Boston Flakes.
The disrespect.
I was really like, what? Wait, and I'm like, is this dessert?
Listen, bro. Is this a dessert pizza? It's really good. It really is. It really is.
Sarah.
No, see, as
they have a Bavarian pizza, too, and the Bavarian is pretty much like vanilla pudding with like a cinnamon kind of like flavor to
it,
too.
Okay, so everybody make sure you go
to CC's Pizza.
Oh, I thought it was Pie Hole.
CC's.
Oh, no.
Pie Hole is a good one. The Pie Hole LA. But CC's Pizza is a good chain. We were talking about chains. CC's Pizza is a good chain of pizza because they have literally a variety.
Okay.
So we need some corporate sponsors with all of these shout outs.
Hello. I'm telling CC's. I started with you guys.
I see you.
I see you. See you later. I think I still got my work uniform at home. But yeah, they got Buffalo Pizza and stuff.
Took your uniform.
So moving along to the pizzas that Martha and Snoop made, did anyone stand out to you?
I would have ate Martha's, not Snoop's.
I would have eaten Martha's.
But you know, in the audience, I wish I would have had both somebody from the audience because I wouldn't want to know whose tastes better. We know whose tastes better.
It's two completely different types, though.
True.
Yeah. So it's hard to even compare them,
Some might say apples and oranges.
Or
apples and pineapples.
There you go.
Yeah, no, Mark's not going for it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Sure. I had to grasp it.
Martha won, in my opinion.
Yeah, all day, hands down. And then they had the Joe Palucci, the tosser, the professional tosser. He was on there helping them how to toss.
He's dope.
He seemed really legit. Okay, so.
I've always wanted to do that.
I would F it up, period.
Real quick.
My dough would be on the floor.
Martha's porno script.
Over it. Okay. What was it, a fill-in-the-blank situation? I'm like, where did you find that from? Did you Google that?
I think a producer.
Give me a this. Give me a that. What about this? Give me a that. Give me a that. I'm going to read it all. What? All
right. We're going to skip past that real quick. I put together some questions that I want to ask you guys. You have to choose Martha or Snoop, and it's called Who You Taking.
Okay.
Okay?
Whose album do you own?
Nah.
Dude, if Martha was to drop a mixtape, though.
Who would you want to be the godparent to your firstborn? Allie.
Snoop.
Tamara.
I mean, I guess Martha, because then, you know, my kid would get lavish gifts.
Okay.
Oh, no, Snoop. I mean, what am I talking
can get
about?
You lavish gifts.
No, it's about that money. It's really both of them.
He just cool as shit.
You can only choose one.
That's a tough question.
Snoop.
I mean, Martha's cool in her own right, but you hear Snoop Doggy Dog, any version of that, and you go, that's your godmother.
He's the ultimate ultimate family member. He's everybody's uncle.
Mine's a toss-up, so I don't
know. Like Uncle Charlie Wilson.
Really difficult.
Mine's a toss-up, and I don't know. Next.
present a question, don't even answer the damn question.
Who would you rather have at your beach party?
Snoop. He's bringing the weed.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Snoop. And he's also bringing the champagne and everything else.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Snoop too.
Okay. That was an easy one, I feel like.
Martha's bringing curtains.
She'd bring some amazing appetizers.
I was hoping I could.
Okay, who would you rather be in the car with you if you got pulled over by the police?
Snoop.
Oh, Martha, because
go on. Totally unrelated. Anybody see Get Out?
Yes.
Okay. Does
it?
And I
boo you.
I'm going Friday.
Oh, you didn't see me stirring my tea on Snap?
Sorry. I'm going Friday. I did. I'm going terrifying. On Friday.
I've heard nothing but good things. I haven't seen it, though.
Okay, but tell us why you want Martha to be in the car with you when you get pulled over.
Because...
I mean, do I got it? It's kind of obvious.
Okay, my thing is I would definitely want Martha because they're going to see Martha and be like, oh my gosh, Martha, you know, sweet old lady. They're going to see Snoop. They're going to be like, oh, I know for sure it's some weed in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those people who is totally
immune. You don't know who's going to pull you over. It could be a really a-hole cop. It could be a cop that's having a bad day.
But I feel like all of them are universal. They already know what it is, and it's not like the crap is illegal here.
Well, it depends on where you are.
We're going to be driving through Iowa with Snoop Dogg. Might be in South Carolina.
If you get pulled over in Arkansas, they're going to ask for an autograph.
Yeah.
From both of us.
Okay, so where's Snoop? Where's is Martha? Whose is yours?
I'd go with Snoop because I don't think I'm driving fast with Martha anyway, and the car ride would be much more entertaining with Snoop.
Mine is Martha.
Why Martha?
Split.
I don't know, because I just feel like I'm
she said she just got to be on the safe side.
Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Straight up. To a court hearing, same thing. If you had a court hearing and you...
Just somebody who's there with me?
Yeah.
Snoop.
Snoop.
Interesting.
Because he's going to make sure that I feel great.
going into court.
You're
going to
show up.
You
gonna
go, girl, you I ain't am. Leaving. Pro you are not leaving. They're going to lock you up. They're going to lock you under the jail.
You got to make sure I feel good before and after.
Teacher-parent meeting.
Snoop.
Like, just with you as...
Yeah.
Not for your teacher kid. Or...
For your kid.
I don't know.
Okay.
These are
tough. Okay, who would you want to help you pick out your first pet?
Snoop, because he a dog. He a dog.
You're going to end up getting a Doberman. You're going to get a pincher.
I just feel like he'd be a great person to, you know.
Okay.
You're saying that because Martha has pets.
No, I didn't even say Martha was my pick.
Martha's choice of dog aligns with the big fluffy types that I enjoy. So just knowing that, I would go with Martha.
Who's your pick? Snoop is more like the guard dogs, like the vicious looking dogs, and Martha's more the fluffy
So you want a Martha?
Maybe. I mean, you saw my dog.
Yeah.
You seen my little handsome
fluffy. She got a Martha dog, y'all.
He's so cute. So yeah, Martha. All, she might. She
what kind of dog do you have? Is it a West Highland?
He's a poodle surprise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a Snoop Dogg if I were an animal person.
Heck
but I'm
yeah.
not.
Yeah,
she's definitely not a cat person. She's not a cat person. Mm-hmm. So don't ever think
not really
that.
An animal person. Period.
Okay, last one. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, last two. Who would you rather speak at your wedding?
Snoop.
Snoop.
Who would you rather speak at your funeral?
Snoop.
All right.
Because he gonna lay me down as an OG.
Yeah.
We can all agree that Martha.
Poor Martha.
Tamara brought this up. She just felt like you can always tell that Martha's reading the teleprompter versus Snoop. Like the flow of.
But also, at your funeral, you've got your friends and your family, and all of a sudden, door opens up in the back, and Snoop Dogg walks in, just like.
That's true.
What were they about?
Drops mic.
How do they know him? Doesn't even have to say anything. You just sort of saunters in
that's
like you
true.
Do.
That's
and
true.
That's all. He doesn't even need to speak, and then people go, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How do they? He's really crying. How well do they know each
and
other?
And he crying too?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Just put the whole visual out there.
Listen.
Right?
We're crying now.
I don't know. I just feel like Martha is really, I feel like Martha now. Is really funny in her own light, and I feel like she really doesn't have to have the teleprompter necessarily to be funny.
I feel like the teleprompter may distract her a little
more.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
And I think that's because it's a show, it's a show.
She says things in this staccato way that it's like a weird cadence.
That's not natural.
No, but that was really funny when he was like, don't come between me and my dough. She was like, I thought you was going to come between your dough.
Yeah. When they're truly off the cuff,
that was her own. You can tell she didn't.
She can do like little jabs herself. You know what I'm saying? You can tell they're not scripted.
See, and that was way better than all of the other innuendos that they write for her that sounds so forced and awkward.
Yeah, you let her do her own thing.
When she just says it herself.
They don't want you to show.
See, now if she brought the sausage, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
As opposed to Ms. Thorne.
Well, they've had her do those kinds of things where they have her like... They have her do those, like, forced sexual innuendos all the time, and it doesn't, I don't know, most of the time it doesn't seem natural, it just seems kind of awkward to me.
But yet we know she has that, like, that's her her own natural personality.
She's a saucy minx.
She is. I love that saucy minx.
Saucy Martha.
All right, let's move on to news and gossip.
Let's get here.
Surprise! Here we go.
We will. In the meantime. So, you know how everyone was saying, like, 50 Cent is just so charming and so sweet and so handsome.
I think the video, one of the videos is going, yeah, it's okay.
Oh, okay, I'm like,
I don't there's an ad on one of the news stories. Anyway.
Okay. He's always known to come for somebody. He's always...
He don't take no it's from nobody.
Yeah, but he starts it too. Like
he does start it.
Sometimes no one's coming for him. Yeah, he definitely doesn't take it. But sometimes people are minding their own business and he'll come for them. So the newest gossip for him today is him attacking Diddy.
I didn't hear that.
So he suggested that Diddy was gay before back in the day, but Diddy posted a picture with Lee Daniels, who is the creator of Empire. Shout out to Empire. Our that after his show son. Is coming back soon, and so make sure you tune in.
That his son actually stars in, by the way. Quincy. So why would he not be with Lee Daniels? But go ahead, continue. Just hating.
Star.
Yeah.
So Diddy posted this picture with Lee Daniels, and so 50 posted it and made it seem like Lee is trying to cast him on Empire, like a casting couch type of situation. The caption goes, Lee, so you want the role or not, Puffy? And then Puffy's like, yes, okay, I'm coming over later. And then Lee is like, we have to wait till later. And then he goes, LMAO, power coming soon. And then hashtag F and Baca. So it's his little plugs, Power. Because he's always been putting Power against Empire.
Listen, Power is a great
show. Power is a great show. And I've never seen it, but I've heard amazing things about it. But when you're great, sometimes you don't have to step on other people.
You don't. Because Power has his own niche audience. Everybody, honestly, to be completely honest with it. And I'm just so tired of just him doing all this Power
drama.
And then
you see him on TV and you're like, you're a really nice guy.
It's just like, cut it out, 50. Listen to me. Watch me. Everybody watches Power. We love Power. We love Amari, okay? We love Naturi. We love Lala. We're not gonna stop watching Power, okay? But guess what? The same people that watch Power are the same people that watch Empire. We love them both, and we can love them both. And guess what? They come on different days, my brother. So you're not gonna take away the ratings. I just hate when he goes back and forth.
Recorded.
We can DVR all of it. DVR. You're on demand, my brother. Okay. It's okay.
So
thank you.
Drop the mic.
Stop the madness.
So moving. So I know how you feel then, because my next question to you guys, I was gonna say, is it always fun in games, or do you really think he like really feeds off?
He's
this?
An asshole when it comes to stuff like that, and I hate
or
it.
Or do you think people are too sensitive? Or you know,
he is too over the top with it. Everybody are gonna
never
watch.
Brings up. Power.
They're
Empire
gonna watch
never says
what they're gonna
them.
Watch. Everybody with Empire has held so much poise in it being social media warlike. Like Taraji said something.
Justin.
Yeah, like all the rest said something. So it's just like just die down and just let it be. Power is gonna be Power. I'm watching. Everybody's watching. Just relax.
I think the one thing about Power is not as many people get. The channel,
right? So it's already niche. And he knows that, though. Yeah. That's why he put it on Star. So the thing about it is, you put it on a channel to where people demand that
a
channel,
premium channel,
exactly. Yeah. So if I want Star, if I want to see Power, and I'm supporting 50 Cent that much, I'm gonna make sure that Stars is a part of my cable lineup. Yeah. I'm paying for that.
So I think he goes a little too far with the social media, definitely.
But exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you for those points. I appreciate them all. Moving along, Bella Thorne. So she I don't know much about her, but I know she likes pizza, and I found some pictures of her and pizza.
That's a lot
of pizza,
and that's an old one too. That's like from 2014.
So back when she was 15.
Yeah.
So how long after this did she pose naked?
Naked was I think this week or last week.
I would hope so, being 18, not like earlier than that.
I know. You never know these
days.
That's a cute Instagram does a lot of stuff.
That looks like a New York slice, right? Or am I tripping?
No, that does look like a New York slice.
I did notice in the episode Bella was holding her pizza like New York style. She folded it.
Yeah, like the little taco. Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been? You've been in New York before. Mm-hmm. Did you eat pizza there?
Yeah, but I can't remember it.
It's hard not to miss. Did you?
Ooh, well, and I know it's not hard
New
to
Yorkers
miss.
Are going to take that hard.
I don't remember because I probably went to maybe a mediocre one.
I'm scared to eat from food trucks. They had a lot of different food. And I'm really big on ratings, too. So I look at the little sign that you had posted out. I really wanted to eat some while I was there. I was there for like 3 days. But I couldn't, like.
California's changed you.
I really couldn't eat off a food truck. Yeah, I couldn't.
I gotta yelp this cart before I.
I definitely know that it was pizza in the meatpacking district.
It was probably good then.
That's the thing is, it's a huge sea of very delicious fish.
District. It's good partying. I know that much.
There's way too much good pizza there, so it's hard to.
Speaking of pizza, you know who else likes pizza?
Me. Oh.
Yes, you.
Literally. Holy crap!
Oh my gosh!
That was a Mark
Donahue.
So yeah, this was for Super Bowl. We go big. This is at the AfterBuzz studio. That's from Big Mamas and Papas. That's the biggest one that they sell. We had half deluxe, half pepperoni, and that pizza was in the studio for like a week and a half.
How big is it? Bigger than I can. Is
it this table?
I would say the table is maybe about 3/4 of the width.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we had two or three tables across, making sure that we had the entire box covered.
Okay, yeah. So how many pieces is it cut into? I'm trying to look.
I want to say at least 40, because it was like squares.
Damn.
Yeah, it was squares, so it was really good for a lot of people. Not a lot of people showed up. So we had pizza 4 days. Aww. Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, the pizza game, they went hard.
It's pretty good. It looks really good. You said it's mom.
Big Mamas and Papas.
Listen, somebody's got to pay us for these advertisements.
I know. I mean, I went looking. I went stalking everybody to find pictures of you guys in pizza. I know one thing about you. You love some waffles, honey.
I love waffles.
I saw so many pictures of waffles. And
I am a chicken. I'm a Southern girl.
I saw a post on Facebook for you, Tamara, talking about pizza.
What'd I say?
There was one thing with pizza and wine, and somebody else tagged you in something, but I couldn't get the actual picture.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't post any pictures this weekend. I have a pizza problem. At Target, they had special edition bagels that were pizza bagels. They were like seasoned with like
pizza's
Italian seasoning.
Pizza's on a bagel. You can eat pizza
anytime. And then I made pizza bagel pizzas. So I put sauce and mozzarella on them and it was a double pizza bagel. Wow. I'm a terrible person.
Did you ever do those little pizza pocket things? Did you ever do those?
I mean, a long time ago, but not anymore.
Every once in a while, they come in handy.
Kids used to mess those things up when we were growing up. That's why.
Yeah.
One of our hosts for the Days of Our Lives after show, they have them for every show for some reason. Really? So we got a big bag in the freezer just for the soap opera show.
Like Totino's Pizza Rolls?
Like Totino's Pizza Rolls.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Mark J.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's cool.
Soap operas bring out pizza rolls and people.
Fun facts.
So lastly, I wanted to show this.
Except for Totino's pizza rolls have that. You bite into it and the lava comes out. And
sometimes if it's too hot, you could burn the crap out of your mouth.
It's either too hot or too cold.
That's happened to me.
Terrible.
Because I don't like waiting. So lastly, I want to share this artsy little cookie design because I feel like this entire season has been about basically taking something and making it yours. Adding your own flavor to it. And so we have Amber is the designer of this cookie, and it was for Martha and Snoop.
Let's see.
That's working on such a tiny scale like that. I know. It is nuts.
Wait till you get to the face.
But I don't want to see them details.
It's like nail art.
Yeah.
But you know, people are so freaking talented out here.
Look.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Look at the goatee.
Oh, beautiful. That.
It's already looking like Snoop without.
Cheating out with the glasses.
Look at the blush.
Can't be wise.
And her shading she does.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Get out. In theaters now.
That's the kind of thing that people would add, that they would order for a rap party and be like, we need 200 cookies.
Yes.
I wonder how long it takes.
Well, that would be so expensive.
Like one big cookie of that.
Yeah.
And then really tiny ones that are just plain.
That just have like a picture.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I would do individual ones of those.
I mean, that's just one is probably like $200.
Yeah. You know what, though? I want to know what pizza place that was that puts your face in the pizza actual cheese.
I need to find it because I want one from
that my birthday. That was actually a cool touch for 3D, this episode
3D
as well.
Cheese printer?
That'd be so dope. You get a pizza like on your birthday that has you on it.
Of pumpkins.
I probably wouldn't even eat it. I'd just take a picture of it and take several
selfies
and
stuff. Let's find one.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Take a Polaroid and just throw it down on the pizza.
Yeah.
We did it!
That's what she do and drop it off to me.
Back to the cookie. If you guys are interested, it's at Cookie the News.
Cookie the News.
And also at Sweet Ams. Sweet A-M-B-S. Oh, so she's the one that,
I've heard of that.
She's the one that does that. So
that's cool.
I used to blog for them.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
I don't know anything about baking, but I used to blog for them.
To figure stuff, it out, huh?
Yeah,
to blog.
It was stuff like 20 best latte arts, things like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, shout out to the girl that did it. I think that shows an incredible talent and amount of patience, too.
I know, it's very detailed. And you see, when she started doing the face, she
you
had
see the definition
smaller.
Of yeah. That's dope. So salute to you.
Can you major in cookie art these days?
I'm sure you can. Yeah, it would be you'd be a baker.
Yeah. I have this this thing at my college.
Or a new name, like how they do mixologists now. You're not.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's all those
mixologist.
Baking those extreme cake baking challenges where they do those crazy designs and. What's the material called that
fondant?
You mold? Fondant. Yeah. You were quick on the draw with that one.
I do not like eating that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just like to look at it and it's pretty. And then when I'm ready to eat the cake, I'm like.
Yeah, I got a cake for my birthday that my mom got and she put like headphones on it and a microphone on it.
Aww.
It was the coolest cake that I really ever got in my life, but I couldn't eat it. We ended up freezing it and like keeping it because it was cool.
And then I had to throw it away.
But yeah, and then we had to throw it away, of course, but I kept as long as I could.
Aww.
But it's really nasty.
That part fondant is
like unwrapping
not
a present.
Good. But yeah, you can major in all that kind of stuff. At my school, I went to University of Alabama. They have this thing called New College, and you can like make up your own major and like find different things to kind of just like mix and match. So it's kind of cool. But
you
definitely can.
Well, Martha,
I love your hair.
Thank you, Martha.
Random,
Sue.
But
I love the randomness. I appreciate it.
I love it.
Show me the love.
Come on.
Martha and Snoop, I think we spoke about this in episode 6, our after show, but they definitely are coming back for season 2.
Indeed.
So make sure you join us on that venture when we get back. Hopefully it'll be less sporadic.
I hope so, too.
And just steady, please.
Keeps us on our toes.
Exactly.
We never know when we're going to be
definitely
doing this.
Yes, I tried to get Sally Ann on, but she's a busy woman. She was filming today, so she couldn't join us. So hopefully.
Well, you be trying to make sure we get on.
Hopefully we can get you on season 2.
Please.
Hopefully we can come to the set, maybe.
Ooh.
Check it out.
We need to talk to Josh, see how we got into that one showing,
actually,
and see if we can go, too.
We definitely should. Mm. It's been great with you guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I can make it today. I hate I couldn't make it last week.
No, you've been missed. You've been missed. So we're really happy that you came.
Yes.
And I gotta say, like, we do so many shows here per day. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even fathom. We have all four studios going from 5 to midnight.
7.
So that's like 35 shows, not including the stuff that we do or doing the day. I've been
and
here
ours
today.
Is the best.
I'm getting there. Don't bury the lead. I've been here today since like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Oh my
but
God.
Since the first episode of Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party after Buzz TV after show, I've absolutely loved the team. I've absolutely loved the crew. I've absolutely loved the show. And this it's been so much fun to be a part of this. And I'm really happy that season 2 is happening because that means I get to hang out with y'all.
Yes,
that means we get to hang out with you. You've been an amazing. Seriously, you've been the best. Engineer, I've been doing this for a year.
I have never emailed anybody and like picked who I wanted to just be.
Yeah,
oh, shucks.
You've been amazing, and even today, the feeling today,
and
you've been
Neil,
a great
you're
to
awesome.
Neil, honestly.
Yes,
but you've been
Neil
fun.
Is rather
you've
new too.
Phenomenal.
He's caught up pretty quickly.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like
no,
a
he's
vet
a,
around
he's a
here.
Genius.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
One of my
so shout
people.
Out to you,
phenomenal.
Neil, too.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Aww.
Ava, God, I miss Ava.
I know.
If I'm just making fun of her.
I just felt like she would have said something so smart-ass right now.
I know.
She would have just definitely switched the whole mood right now.
She'd be saying how Martha and Stoop is so much better to watch in South Carolina. And
with her mama.
With the smell of cheaterlings.
Yes. Well, we saved you some pizza, Ava.
We did. It's been real.
No, next time y'all see me, I'll be 26.
Birthday. Let them know where they can find you, Mark.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at Mark Budanica. I host a lot of shows here, mostly wrestling and cartoons, because I'm a human child. But
as Allie mentioned earlier.
And that's why I like pineapple on my pizza. but a whole bunch of stuff on Popcorn Talk. If you like Star Wars, I host the Star Wars show for the Popcorn Talk Network. Just follow me at Mark Budanica. I do a lot of things here. I'll let you know.
He's a mastermind. Tamara.
I'm Tamara Brown, and you can find me on Twitter at BrownTamara, and come see my shows.
Indeed, I'm Allie Washington. You can catch me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub, and Monday through Friday on Fox on TMZ Live.
Get it. That's our babe. Yes. And it's been real. Robin with the V signing out. You can find me at B Stays Busy.
Expertly captaining this ship for 10
episodes. Next time y'all see her, she's gonna be married then, probably.
Oh, yeah.
She's grown. Not that soon.
She's growing.
Look, next year.
Okay.
Still, it's gonna happen.
All right, you too.
We'll be here when it happens.
Yes.
Indeed.
Make sure you like our show on iTunes, YouTube, and all that good stuff. Until next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.